How's everyone doing this new year? It is, oh my God, 2018. I was just talking to the producer, Doug, here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, bbsradio.com. Oh my God, we were just talking about how fast the time is going by, and we're just in awe of it. We just can't believe it, but time is moving, and I just have to say that maybe it's because God has something extraordinary that he's getting us closer to very fast. So I'm just going to stay positive on that note. I'm not going to be panicked about the time and worrying about the time and God scattering and all of that, which brings me to the topic of today. Be anxious for nothing in 2018. This is your year. This is, more importantly, not just your year, because some of our Jewish family, they celebrate Rosh Hashanah, so we celebrate the Jewish New Year in the fall, September, October-ish, and then, you know, of course, on the calendar, we have 2018, and the New Year starts in January, so to me, it's always a new season. I'm always in the flow of what God is doing, and that's what's important. As long as I know that it's a new season, a turn of events, a turn of environment, a turn of the supernatural, whatever God is doing, that's what I want to connect to more than being on the hype about what, you know, if it's Jewish calendar or, you know, the Roman calendar or whatever. I just believe God in seasons and times, and we have reached a new season, and it just so happens to be 2018, and I want to encourage you guys to be anxious for nothing. But I have to go into the weather right now. Before we go into that, I want to tell you right now, it is cold in D.C. It is very cold. This morning I woke up, it was 15 degrees actually 13 degrees this morning. It is now 26 in D.C., a high, partly cloudy. It's going to be 33 degrees later on this afternoon. In Detroit, my God, you are cloudy, no sun at all, 12 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 16 degrees, and you do have snow flurries coming. Richmond, Virginia, you looking sunny, but you are partly cloudy, 26 degrees, and your high is going to be 35 degrees. Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Florida, you are raining right now. Ooh, I can't even imagine. Cold and 34 degrees. Your high is going to be 38 degrees. And of course, London, got nothing but love. You are actually sunny, shining. You're doing better than we are over here in the States. 50 degrees right now, but you're going down this evening. Your high is 50, and you're going to go down to like 45 degrees this evening. All right, you guys, we can go on and on and on about that, but I have to give some love to my sponsor at the Glam Shop. Dewan is my stylist here in the DMV. Her name is Dewan, and her salon is called Salon Dewan, and she has a new location, 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14 in Temple Hills, Maryland. 20748 is the zip code. She has sew-in specials going on, $99 and up. Crochet, $75 and up. Shampoo and style, $45 and up. You got to check her out. If you want to make an appointment, 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. That is Dewan at Salon Dewan. And I have to tell you guys, she has luxurious hair, all kind of textures. Also, products. I love her products. I'm using her gloss. I'm using her edge control, which is great for front lace. And if you're wearing wigs, it's so good for that. So trust me, you got to go check out Dewan. She is at Salon Dewan. Again, her new address is 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14, Temple Hills, Maryland. And you got to go check her out for all the specials. And you can also go on Groupon. She has some specials on there as well. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get with the message before we go on with our guests. First, I want to say, be anxious for nothing. The Bible says to be anxious for nothing. Trust God in all things. You got to trust him in all things, and he will direct your path. Lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. It has issues of its own. And I live by that. That is my faith. Those are my favorite scriptures, because I know that the enemy is so roaming to and fro to see who he can devour, what destiny he can kill, what hindrance he can put up, what blockage he can put in your way. stumbling blocks so you will not reach your destination. And God has a destiny for you. Every day we wake up, He protects His word over your life. Every day we wake up, He gives us new mercy, new grace. Every day He gives us new grace and new opportunities for us to seek Him and be obedient to Him. He wants us to win. He's predestined for us to win. And because Christ won and we're supposed to emulate Him, we are winners as well. We are joint heirs to the kingdom. So I want to encourage you that whatever it is that you had planned last year, whatever it was that didn't work out, things that you were hoping for and you made those resolutions last year, let's do something different. I know what I'm going to say is going to sound the same, but it's really not. It's the way you present, things are presented to your brain. So I want you to present this opportunity to your brain to say, that what instead of making a resolution, okay, I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to seek God. I'm going to seek God on what He wants for me to do. I'm going to seek God on the plans that He has for me. I want to be obedient to God. And whatever God has already predestined for you, okay? I know some of us have gotten prophetic words about things like, you know, we're going to have a business or, you know, we're going to get married or, you know, we're going to have children or whatever that is. I always have learned from God through my journey that we have to live day to day, and whatever blessings He has allotted to us that day, that is what we are thankful for. And we have to trust Him that those are the pieces, those are the connections to the overall blueprint, the bigger picture. If we start, you know, taking the prophetic words that He's given us, or, you know, minister to us Himself, and just move ahead, we'll tend to be tempted to be anxious and concerned about tomorrow and what if and what if I miss it and what if I don't do this and what if I don't hear Him right, and we'll start being panicky and paranoid, and we don't want to live like that. That's bondage. God wants to live us to live free. For whom the Son is set free is free indeed. And we have to remember that the blood was shed for us to be free. You know, everything that was done for us through God's only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is for a reason. It should not be in vain. So let every day that you live be of divine purpose and obedience to God. Put everything that you, every idea that you have away. Everything that you strongly desire, lay it at God's feet and find out what His plans are for you in 2018 and write it down. Habakkuk chapter 2, write it down. Make it plain. Even though it wait, it's going to manifest. God's word shall not return to Him void. He is not a liar. He will not renege on His promise. If He spoke a word over you, which He has, it will manifest. It shall not return to Him void. And guess what? He's your shield and your buckler. He will protect His word over you. He will protect it. He knows that we are vessels. He knows that. But He dwells, if you are saved and born again, He dwells within you. And He dwells within us. So He's going to protect Himself. He's not going to let no harm come to what He said and what He planned and what He can create it, and what He's already promised, He's going to. And because you are the vessel, you come along with that plan. You are blessed and you are favored by Him. So I want you to be encouraged this year. Don't get stressed out. Be anxious for nothing. Let Him give you every day what He has allotted to you that day. And I promise you, you will see, you will truly get to appreciate our Father the more. You'll be able to value what He's doing in your life. You will not turn back. You will be focused on Him, and that's it. So I just want to encourage you about that. And this is a fantastic season for all of us. We have really, really, some of us have been purged. We've had some losses. Oh my God, so many people have lost loved ones towards the end of this of the year. And I just, you know, want to send out prayers and strength and endurance and just God's grace and mercy upon all of those who have lost loved ones or things or, you know, jobs or whatever the loss was, and you are in mourning right now. I lift you up in prayer, believing God to give you supernatural strength, and I trust and believe I believe, my Father, that he's got something for you that will heal, that will deliver you into peace, joy, and happiness. And that is what I believe God for. All right. Well, now that we got that words of encouragement, again, lean not onto your own understanding, Proverbs 3, and in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And again, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow got its own issues. Let's be joyful and lift up the name of Jesus and celebrate our Father each and every day and just appreciate everything that he's done, everything he will continue to do, and everything he's doing right now in your life, because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. All right. Now, moving on, I just heard that Leandria has an emergency. Her manager has contacted all of, you know, my booking agent and Sylvia, Thomas, the playwright of the play, and she's not going to be joining us for today's interview, unfortunately. Hopefully, she will be able to make it up to us sometime soon. But you all know her, Grammy Award winner. She was a winner the third season of Lord Jesus, the gospel show on BET, Gospel Bastard. Oh, I can't think of it. But anyway, she won that. And Lord, forgive me. I'm going to have to look that up. She won that and on the third season. And she was on the Preachers of Atlanta on, I think, their second season. And so anyway, Leandra has a hit project out right now that is doing awesome and amazing work right now. And so I'm very excited about her coming on in the near future. But again, she had an emergency, unfortunately, and my prayers and our prayers go out to you, Leandra. If someone is listening, please let her know that we at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat am just sorry that she was, you know, couldn't be here with us. But we're going to move right on to Sylvia Thomas, who is the playwright of Millennium Crucifixion, the new hit play that is coming out right in January. It's coming out January 25th in Atlanta. First stop is going to be there. And she is the playwright and one of the star actresses in the play. And she says it has got a lot going on. So we're going to hear from her in 1 second. Okay, I got it. Okay, so she was the winner of Sunday's Best. I kept saying Gospel Best, but close enough. Sunday's Best. She was, Leandra was the winner of that. And so anyway, again, our prayers go out to her. And so now we're going to go right into my interview with actress and playwright and producer Sylvia Thomas. All right, well, now joining me is Sylvia Thomas. She is the playwright and she stars in the play New Millennium Crucifixion live on stage. This is so amazing, an unforgettable journey from pain to triumph. Hi, Sylvia, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you? So good to be here with you today.
Oh, we are so glad to have you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat talking about your new play, The New Millennium Crucifixion, a live stage play. I love this part where it says an unforgettable journey from pain to triumph. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, the entire concept of taking the crucifixion, which we know is so powerful, one of the most powerful stories in the world, and actually when we think about it in biblical times, I don't think no one has ever thought to intertwine it into a modern day family experiencing some of the same trials and tribulations that Christ went through with their teenage daughter Angela. That's the part that I play. So therefore, when we say it's unforgettable, we've added a lot of special elements where you're coming into the theater and you're experiencing the true lightning and the wind and the thunder and the things that you would imagine at Calvary's cross. We're actually depicting it in the venue. So therefore, it feels like your theater seats have turned into a time machine and you've come right at Calvary's cross. So that's why we say it's unforgettable. And it's unforgettable because no other play, gospel play, has ever been that interactive to bring those type of elements and the action in the with the audience. So it's very different. It is one of the most powerful plays that people who have seen it have said they have seen, and we're so excited to bring it to Atlanta. And then just, of course, the journey going from, you know, the adversities that, you know, Angela the star actually endures, and seeing her journey from that pain, that anguish, to actually becoming so triumphant where her anointing has touched the entire world. So we're excited that God has placed a story like that into my mind, into my belly, to give birth to such an amazing mission and purpose.
And you're opening up January 25th this year at 8 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. This is going to be exciting.
Yes. And depending on ticket sales, and they are selling out. We were thinking of adding another show, which will be a matinee starting at 4:30 p.m. Yeah, so that's
right. And it's at 2800 Cobb Galleria Parkway in Atlanta, Georgia. And you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. And so you're considering adding another show. You got featuring in this is Leandra Johnson, yourself, and Yana Crawley.
Yes, Yana Crawley, yes, from Sunday Best. And yes. She had the Promise album that won a stellar award. So yeah, we have some powerhouse gospel singers that's really going to take you on experience.
Exactly. So are you considering taking it on the road? Is this going to be the beginning of a tour possibly?
Oh, absolutely. That's what it is. The tour is already being scheduled right now. Atlanta is just the first show. We will be taking probably a 7 to 8 week break, and then we'll be going into the Detroit and Chicago area, then on to D.C., Baltimore, Philly, then into Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Columbus, and then Dallas and Houston, Los Angeles, and then the last leg of the tour would be in New York. Yeah, so we're excited to spread the word. That's what it's about, is spreading, you know, a powerful message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're definitely excited about that.
And I'm very excited about it, too, because especially everyone coming into the new year wanting to get their life together and believe God for more and just being transformed and being able to glorify Him. I love this journey from pain to triumph, and so many people can relate, especially in this season, the holiday seasons that have just passed. So many people have lost loved ones. They're mourning and they're going through so much loss right now. But I just believe that the same way that Jesus gave up His life for us, you know, people could have considered that that was a loss until He rose on the third day. So I'm just believing that this will empower and impact and motivate and inspire everyone to know that we can rise up from whatever dead situation, whatever grave, whatever ashes, whatever, we can rise up in resurrection power like our Savior Jesus Christ. So this is very powerful, and I urge you guys to go ahead and get your tickets. If you're not in the Atlanta area, please check to see what venue is going to they're going to be near you. She's already mentioned Chicago, Detroit, and Dallas, and New York, and so many other places. You definitely don't want to miss this play. Leandra Johnson, Sylvia Thomas, and Yana Crawley are going to be starring in this magnificent play, a true story at that, about our Lord's crucifixion and just how relevant it is to us today. So go get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Sylvia, please tell everybody how they can follow the journey with the play, and also how they can get in touch with you, maybe on social media and your emails and websites.
Yes. We're definitely on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are on Twitter. Facebook is Thomas Entertainment Productions, Thomas Entertainment Productions, and also I have a personal Facebook page, Sylvia Thomas, and I do check it at least a few times a week. We do try to send our personal messages to our fans. Definitely, we have a website, which is www.thomasentertainmentproduction.com, and you will see not only the New Millennium Crucifixion edited and unedited commercials, the unedited commercials that you can't see on the television that's being aired right now, you can see it on the website, but also my previous works, which called I Used to Be a Church Girl, also the movie that is coming soon called The Coffin. So you can see a lot of those things on the website. And like I said, we are just really excited to be spreading such an amazing word that, you know, it doesn't matter what failures or setbacks or things that you've gone through, with the power of Christ and believing in the blood of Jesus and never losing faith, you can overcome anything. And as she said, just as Christ is, you know, He died for our sins, which was triumphant in itself because He laid down His life. He gave His life. He didn't have to, but He gave His life because He loved us so much. But on that third day, He rose again with all power in His hands. And so therefore, that symbolizes that we have the power to overcome any obstacle, any adversity, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Well, all right. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sylvia Thomas, for joining us here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and any and everything you have going on, anything that you would like to for the audience to know about and be a part of, please don't hesitate to call me and we will get it out there worldwide right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Okay, Sylvia Thomas, thank you so much. I hope to see the play soon.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. Keep us lifted in prayer. Thank you so much. I enjoyed my time with you.
Absolutely. Much love to you, sister. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right, that was it. So if you haven't gotten your tickets again, you can go and check with theticketmaster.com and go on and get your tickets. This is going to be an outstanding play. Okay, right before we go on with Gina G, I got to give a shout out to the Chic Shack, Domencia. I love, if you've seen me in my outfits and anything on stage or even in my photos, you got to know that all of those blouses, all of those tops come from the Chic Shack. You got to go check them out, 1230 H Street, Northeast DC. You can find them online at the World Wide Web, thechicshack.com, and on Instagram @_chic_shack. And on Facebook, The Chic Shack. You got to check them out. I love everything that they have, and especially the things that she has that are just for me. So I love them all. Please go check them out. The Chic Shack, again, 1230 8th Street, Northeast DC. Young girl, Domencia, doing her thing, y'all. You'll never know what you're going to find. She has some amazing vintage out things, pocketbooks, shoes, coats, all kind of stuff. You got to go check them out. Again, that is the Chic Shack, the-chicshack.com, and Instagram @_chic_shack, and Facebook, The Chic Shack. Go check out my girl, Domencia. All right, Gina G.
Well, what's going on, sister? How are you?
Hey, good morning, girl.
Good morning. Now, listen here. Now, I know it's a new year, and I know everybody is trying to get their mind right and their body right, you know, but Gina G going to come with the what she say today, and I'm going to let you know. I think everyone, as far as physical, of course, you're going to go to the gym. Of course, you're going to get your membership. We were talking about it yesterday on our live chat. Take a small goal, please. Don't set yourself up for failure trying to lose. You even said 5 pounds was too much. Don't set yourself up for failure trying to do 10 and 15 small goals this year. And you guys are speaking upon, you know, Christ and how he laid his life on the line for us. I want y'all to think about something this new year. Would you do it? If it was you, would you have laid your life on the line for people that you didn't even know? That's a question that you need to ask yourself. And I want you to dig deep. Gina getting deep in 2018. Gina, what she say is deep today. I want you to dig deep. And I want you to just remember and put yourself in Jesus' place and treat people kind today. Just tell somebody they look cute, even though you know their sweater ain't that cute. Just let them know that you want to give some positivity into them today. So what she say? Yeah, I said it. I want you to be positive in 2018. I want you to lay your life or your thoughts on the line today for somebody. Because somebody did it for me, because I know I look a hot mess today. And somebody was like, oh, you cute. And I'm looking at her like, girl, I got on 3 coats, a boot with a sock up. I got on earmuffs and gloves because it is 39 degrees in Orlando, Florida. But I know she meant well. So what she said, yeah, I said it. Be positive and put positivity out there today.
Yeah, I had to get serious with people because we don't want another season. In next year, we saying the same thing we said the year before. We done said the same thing in 2014, 2015, 16, 17. Now we saying the same thing in 2018. My thing is that, yeah, be gentle, show love, be like Christ. Yeah, that's it, Gina G. That's right on time.
That's it. That's right on time. I felt it in the spirit. I felt it in my spirit, you know. I said, I got to let the people know. Sometimes, you know, it's always good to be funny, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you need that. But I said, sometimes you got to buckle down and let the people know that it is all right to be loving and be Christ-like and still be cool and fly and all that good stuff. But we got to do better now in 2018. We got to do better.
We definitely do, and I agree with that 100% on What She Say by Gina G. Absolutely. And we were talking about a lot yesterday on the Facebook Live, and we're going to bring some of that right in the show right now because we have a special guest. His name is Pastor So-and-so, and he's going to be joining us shortly. But and the reason why we had to have Pastor So-and-so on here, right, Gina? Because we were on Facebook Live, and we were speaking of showing love and being Christ-like. There's a video, unfortunately, that's going viral right now about this young lady who really was pouring out her heart, not realizing she was being recorded, which is such a shame that somebody can't right. even make confession in church without somebody got a camera up in their face. You know what I mean? And so... Damn. She was very graphic with her, you know, situation and what she was, you know, confessing. And, you know, apparently she wanted to get some help. You know, she, you know, wanted to come out of that. And she was at the right place looking for some deliverance and healing. Some things you just can't go to a hospital for. When you're sick, you need some Jesus. So she went yep. on to God, and she was expecting for, you know, people to pray over and whatnot. And so those that have not seen it, it is on the worldwide internet. worldwide we are. So, you know, we were all discussing what we would do. You know what I mean? And you had said yeah. what you would do. And you said you would do what now? So those that missed it.
Well, I would have definitely let the young lady speak her mind. I probably would have, you know, gave her a little whisper in the ear. You know, you are in church. You know, there are children around. But I definitely wouldn't have snatched the mic on my girl like that and made her feel, you know, kind of back on the outside. But she's feeling like she can't run to the streets. She don't want the streets. And to come to church and be kind of, you know, had your back turned, you know, that's got to be rough, you know. So I definitely would have just kind of whispered in her ear, you know, watch your words now, baby, but we going to pray for you. But just remember this got cheerings in here. And in the old saved speak, you know, the old saved folks, the sanctified saints that's been saved for 40 years, you know, watch them. But let that lady get, you know, what was on her heart out, because it was definitely something that she was trying to confess and get help with. So, I mean, I don't know what church this was, but I'm hoping Pastor such and such, that's his name, Pastor such and such, I'm hoping that he can shed some light on what he would do as the pastor, you know, of his church, what he would do.
Okay, and I agree with you, Gina. I agree with the same thing, and I was saying that, you know, a lot of people is so... This is the thing. A lot of people play church so much that when something real come in... See, to me, that was something that God allowed to happen, because mm-hmm. it really shows that where we are and where we're lacking. It shows what we need to start doing and start looking in the mirror at ourselves, because we are here for the lost. And the lady was lost and found the church to come in to get directed yep. even more. So, you know, I believe that, to me, that God allows things to happen for a reason for us as believers. And like you said, to demonstrate more love. You know, not everybody is for the shenanigans and the foolishness. And this lady really looked like she wanted some help. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, from what the guy said on the internet, that was from the church, he said it, you know, that people ended up praying with her and showing her love and stuff like that. So she was, and she didn't act ignorant, she didn't act upset,
right.
She didn't, you know, act demonic. She just was looking like, this is what I did and this is where I'm at and I want to be different, you know. That's what she was, you know, going at. But anyway, Pastor such and such, what would you have done?
And that it was kind of like a dry part, but being a pastor, but I would have told her, baby, you come as you are, okay? You are welcome, okay? I probably would have took her in the back of the office and just sat her down and talked to her and make her realize, like, look, we go through things, but things that we go through that's in the past, we got to start to just let the past stay in the past. You see what I'm saying? I would have gave a young lady a chance to speak her mind, but when it comes down to the other stuff she was talking about, I probably would have muted the mics, like Dr. Say, whispered in the ear, like, look, you know, we in church, so, you know, kind of be respectful. But she felt as if she can go to the church, and she felt like she wanted to say what she wanted to say, and God was going to bless her. But when it came down to the using my mouth, I was kind of like, whoa. Like, whoa, like, hey, shout out to Boshay. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do, but she was actually comfortable with saying what she was saying. So I feel like everybody has a problem. You know what I'm saying? And in this era, in these days, you don't know what people are doing. And she actually came out and said what she was doing. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, Pastor such and such, I do understand that. And your real name is Desmond, right? And so how
yes,
can
ma'am.
Everybody follow you?
Well, they can find me on via Facebook. They can find me YouTube, Instagram, Akis Desmond. Basically everywhere. You go to your nearest church. I might be in the back with my wig on, you know, just having a good time in the Lord.
All right, but thank you for your input. I know that you had a lot to say on Facebook Live, and we just really enjoyed you. Thank you, Pastor Such and Such, better known as Desmond from Florida.
All right, I'm not going to say it. Shut up on shit and enjoy your day, baby.
All right, now listen, we're about to take a commercial break, and then we got Elizabeth Brooks bringing us 5 minutes of fitness. Stay back. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle in your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, The Play. And you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Elizabeth Brooks, what you got for us today?
Hey, Dr. Gina, how you doing? Good work today in class. I saw you over there. That was great. Listen, you know this is the new year. First of all, happy new year to everybody. Happy 2018. 17 is gone. Anything you didn't get done, forget it. You know, move forward. Press forward toward the mark for the prize. We are looking at 2018, and there are some things, you know, people like to make resolutions during this time of year, and even if you don't call them resolutions, you like to make your planning for the year. And I want to give some people some fitness tips that hopefully will help you with your fitness journey and learning a little bit more about your own body this year. You know, I'm always saying fitness begins with correct thinking, so I want to get people to think correctly about their goals this year. For one thing, when you're setting goals, you know, it's really hard to start a workout program, first of all, in the winter. And that's when the new year is. It's right in January. It's really hard to start a workout program if you haven't already started something and gotten it into your mind and your body and your spirit as a habit. It's going to be really hard to maintain during the winter because it's cold, and a lot of the things that you might do during the spring, summer, and fall, like outdoor activities, it's harder to do those things in the winter. So one of the things I want to recommend to people is, first of all, step on a scale, okay? Get on your scale, and get a sense of where you are now. Don't focus so much on what the number is as much as you want to focus on constant monitoring of your weight. Research shows that people who weigh themselves regularly maintain body weight more consistently and keep their body mass index lower over time. And there's something really psychological in that. So first of all, whenever you're trying to start goals, make sure that you think correctly and you have some real information. Step on a scale or get someone to help you with your measurements so that you have some real accurate information to begin the year with. Secondly, I want to encourage people to keep a journal. People who journal their activities, journal what they're eating, journal their exercise, maintain their exercise programs more consistently. And so I'm making this recommendation because it's just a really crucially important thing. Even if you're a regular exerciser, journaling what you do and what your workouts are and looking back over your progress over time can make a big difference to your workouts. And it's something that I don't see a lot of people do. We try to arbitrarily remember the stuff that we do, Gina, and, you know, people aren't doing a good job with that. So just think about journaling. It doesn't have to be a big fancy book. It doesn't have to be something that's already, you know, on the market that you have to buy. You can just get a regular old composition book and write on there, you know, the date, you know, the time you and, you know, the activity, whether it's your exercise or your nutrition, and what the results are. And just writing down your workouts will make a big difference to your success. And when you look back over it over time, you can see how well you did. It really does make a big difference and help people stick to the workout plan in a more consistent manner. And the third thing I want to recommend to people is that they think about something to enter, whether it's a race or a marathon or some kind of challenge that will help you keep you focused on your goals during the winter months. If you just go onto the computer and you type in springtime races, anything in March or April, and you type in the length of time, let's say you want to do a 5K, it really will help you maintain your fitness program when you know that you have a March event coming up that you have to perform for. And I just, you know, I one of the things that I want to do is in terms of making sure people are thinking correctly about their exercise and fitness program is remembering that fitness is a long-term goal. It's a long-term part of your life. And it's not just something that you do to get into a swimsuit, not something you just do to get, you know, get ready for a wedding. It's something that you do every day for your overall health and well-being that is a reflection of your love for yourself, it's a reflection of your love for your family, and it's a reflection of your love for God, because God dwells on the inside of you, and He is, you know, He is interested in the stewardship of our bodies. So, you know, these are the three things I want to recommend people at the beginning of the year to help them think correctly. First of all, make sure that you get on the scale, weigh yourself, or take your measurements. Have some real numbers. Secondly, I want to just repeat, you know, just make sure that you're keeping a journal to track the kinds of things that you're doing. And then thirdly, enter a springtime race. You know, think about something that is something, even if it's a power walk, or it's an indoor races that you can do on track. There's so many options. Give yourself a challenge for the spring, and it'll help keep you motivated for your workouts all winter long. So those are my tips for you all today.
That's good. And, you know, yes, we were just talking about that, you know, realistic goals and wanting people to be successful, you know, overall mind, body, and soul, you know. So I say, you know, listen, if you know that the doctor is giving you a report, if you know that you are supposed to be eating a certain thing or doing a certain thing or whatever, you just got to do it. Every year, you guys, we're getting older. I don't know if you
praise the Lord, right?
It's not just the year that changes the numbers. Our ages changes numbers too. So
right.
Before you know it, you're 60 years old and you're sitting up there with all of these, you know, what do you call that, prescriptions the doctor's trying to give you. This is, it's every day is an opportunity for you to have a made up mind. It's challenging for all of us, I say. Wouldn't you believe, isn't that true, Elizabeth?
That is the truth. Just because of people who do it regularly, it's only because they've developed the habit of doing it regularly. So that's what we want to, you know, it's hard for everybody.
And it's still a challenge for us every day. Things happen, life happens to us as well. You know,
That's right.
We get tired too, but we got to do it. You know, you got to be consistent. What about you, Gina? What you going to do this year about fitness? Because, you know, what we going to do now?
I know. Now, I think, well, I'm baby steps now, y'all. Baby steps. I got to work on getting rid of my sugar. If I can get rid of, you know, my cakes and my cookies, you know, and my once in a while soda, that would help me. I need baby steps now. I can't be, y'all don't do me like this. Don't put me on the spot.
I like that idea of baby steps. And you know what's amazing? Getting rid of stop drinking soda. You can dramatically drop weight in a whole year just stopping that one thing, substituting water for soda. So, you know, keep it small, people. Keep your realistic, your goals realistic, small, and attainable. Okay, so, you know, nobody's asking people to make a full life change. It's really hard. Change is really, really hard, people. It's really hard to change one habit and maintain that consistently. So, you know, don't take on 5 or 6 different goals if, you know, at the beginning of the year, if you're not already working on something. Focus on one
Absolutely.
Thing, accomplish that one thing, and then add on to that.
Absolutely. Okay. And Gina, you know, you don't even worry about it, girl. You go on and have your fun and try to make your adjustments now. I'll be there during Emmanuel's spring break, and I'm going to whoop you in shape. We're going to get it together.
Oh.
I'm going to give you a jump start. Okay.
That sounds good.
Well, listen, Elizabeth, tell everybody how they can reach you. And thank you so much for coming on and being a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat yet another year. We so love you and we so appreciate you. Thank you so much for being a part of the team.
Oh, I appreciate you too. And I love sharing about fitness and how people can take care of their bodies and being better stewards over you know, the bodies God has given us. And if you guys need to reach out for me, you know, I'm at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com, or you can look at the website www.thinkingcorrectly.com. And remember, fitness begins with correct thinking, people. I love you.
All right. Well, until next time, I love you. I'll see you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. We're getting ready to take a commercial break, and then we got hot news from Gina G. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, a.k.a. Philip. And you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. I was just looking at Facebook, Gina. They still looking at that video, man. Us too, girl. I looked at it last night. I tell you, I just laughed.
Me too.
This is so funny. Anyway, what's the news today?
Chad, well, it's quite a few things going on, but we first want to let everybody know, because they might be wondering, maybe they didn't see her this year, but Miss Mariah Carey redeemed herself, Lord, while she sang this New Year's, because, you know, last year the big controversy was, you know, her lip singing. She got caught lip singing last year, and it was a horrible thing. But I think this year they got her on a Groupon, they brought her back, and she did her thing, honey. Mariah Carey sang, and she wanted you to know that she was singing every note. She was singing and talking in the middle, so you know this was her, honey. She was like, look, I am Mariah Carey. I'm going to show you what it is. So she did wonderful this year. I just want to put that out there. Also, oh, my goodness. Now, you know, Tamar and Vince, you know, they've been going through some things. But Mr. Vince went ahead and got himself arrested on Christmas Day.
What?
Yes, honey, child. They had got into it. Vince got arrested, and the rest is just, they going down. It's going down with Vince and Tamar. You know, she found out that allegedly he had another girl pregnant, that he has this alleged baby out here. So, I mean, I don't know if it's all for TV, for talk, for show, but whatever it is, I'm going to keep an eye on it because it just seems like their poor little relationship is just dwindling down. They were caught coming back from their vacation, which is where he was arrested during the holiday. They got caught coming back in the airport at LAX, and, you know, everybody was like, oh, you guys are back together? You know, are you guys working it out? And Tamar said, absolutely not. We are not working it out. We are just on vacay as a family because he just got out of jail. So that is a story on Tamar and Vince. It's so sad. Also, what's going on? Some good news for someone that is getting married. Mr. Brian McKnight got married over the holiday season. He got married to a Liana Mendez. I think that's how you say it. No, I'm sorry, Mendoza. Let me get my Spanish right. Mendoza is the last name, but now she is Miss Brian McKnight, and the dress was beautiful. The ceremony looked really nice. I love the fact that they didn't have it all glamorized and, you know, televised on TV, getting the whole world in their business. So I can appreciate that because love is love. And all this madness with divorce between, you know, Jill Scott, between Tamar and Vince, between everybody that's getting divorced, it's really, really nice to know that people are still finding love. And Mr. Brian McKnight found love, and so they got married. And last but not least, we had little sick old St. West. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's son, St. West, was hospitalized with pneumonia. So she posted yesterday a picture of her and him and just, you know, expressing how scary it is to have your two-year-old in the hospital with all these IVs and tubes in them and everything like that. So we want to send out, you know, our prayers and our love to the Kardashian family because although they are a crazy family, they are still a family. And I really, really want to pray for Saint because, I mean, he's a little baby. He's 2 years old, and pneumonia is not a joke. I mean, we've actually lost people due to pneumonia. So we want to just keep, you know, little Saint West
absolutely
and the family in our
absolutely
prayers.
Absolutely. And one thing, people can say whatever they want to say about the Kardashians, they stick together. And it's a great example of sticking together and unity and, you know, being a family. And that's something like you and your family, Gina. Y'all stick together, too. I
what
love that. I wish that it was more of that. I pray that God will mend and heal families because it's so important to be unified and on one accord with your family. Nobody is like your family. You know what I mean? That's your blood circulating and all of that. Also, I wanted to say that something was going on with, also in the news, something else going on with Donald Trump. I saw something about him actually taunting the president in North Korea. Is that going on as well? Something about missiles and nuclear?
I was trying not to bring the little orange man into the mix, but it seems like he just keeps on putting his foot in his mouth. But that is correct. He's tweeting on all the wrong things. Also, the country, they had like a devastation, and he's tweeting about how, you know, we can make it better. But everyone is saying, why don't you do something about it? You know, he always wants to run to his little Twitter fingers and tweet the meanest things to people and all this type of stuff. But North Korea said that they are now equipped with enough nuclear power to really actually do something to America. So basically they're saying, you know, try us if you want to. We do have enough power to, you know, bounce something back. Because that's been the big thing, is that North Korea not having the powerful weapons to even, you know, do anything to America. And he came out and said, actually, we do. And if you guys stay back, we'll stay back. Because really what they want is peace. But Donald Trump, he's just so hot-headed, and I don't know what's wrong with the man.
He
we got to continue to pray for our president.
He needs some Jesus. I mean, his mind is all over the place and just too much. So we got a lot of prayers to lift up our president.
Yes.
I mean, he is the president. He's not the most liked president, but he is still yet the president.
The president.
We do want to lift up the young lady that we talked about earlier in the church. We want to lift up just all the ones that's struggling with their weight and commitment setting goals. We're gonna be praying us. We're gonna pray us out when we end the show of all of that. And just, you know, and another thing I was noticing, Gina, is that, you know, at one point everybody was getting married. Now look how the devil done flipped that around. Now people getting divorced. I mean, listen. Yep. We were created to be with someone. Man was not created to be alone.
To be alone,
you know,
right.
Man that finds him a wife finds him a good thing, and he obtains favor with God. Listen, you guys, listen. You have got to stop with this yo-yo thing of marriage. It's a commitment. It's a covenant. How can you love God and say that you worship God in a covenant relationship and not feel the same way about your wife? It is no way. You can't take out what you like and keep what you want. When you speak God on it, God is in it. So when you gave your life and you committed your life to someone in marriage, you became a covenant relationship with you and that spouse and God himself. So you cannot take that out because of your feelings. So I just want to pray over marriages. I'm believing in marriages making a comeback, and shame the devil with all of this nonsense of divorce. I'm very sad about Tamar and Vince. I don't know what happened. I just hate it, though. I mean, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but I just, you know, I don't see divorce on them like that. I just, you know, was praying and hoping with all the, you know, the church they got and relationship with God they do have and grew up with, that, you know, even though it was all over the place, as far as, you know, their upbringing and stuff like that and their dad and all, because all this stuff is displayed on the TV. But I just would hope that they would hope and pray over the marriage at least. I mean, just
something.
You know,
something.
I don't know.
They have to, Gina. They have to, because if who are they going to find to love them? No one's going to actually know them. They know each other from when they had nothing, you know? So now, you know, you're going to be side eyeing everybody that you get with. I mean, look at Mary J. Blige. She has had it so hard in her relationships because, you know, they don't love her. They love what she stands for and her money. You know, her ex-husband tried to get spousal support over like $15,000 a month or something like that. You know, this is crazy. To want to just take somebody's whole, you know, things that they work for because you feel like you are owed it because you were just married to them. You were paid company, sweetheart. You know what I mean? Because you didn't love her. You didn't love the real Mary, you know, as I can say. But
what is paid company? I love when you say that. What is paid company for the audience that don't know? What is that? It's self-explanatory, but tell them what it is.
A paid company is you're basically a roommate. You are in a relationship where there's nothing physical, there's nothing mental, there's nothing even verbally going on to make you feel like you're in a relationship. So you have someone, of course, to go out with and have a good time and take a couple Facebook pictures and, you know, show everybody that you got somebody. But when you're taking care of everything and they are just along for the ride, that is a paid company.
Okay.
It's not a relationship.
And we don't want that in 2018. Mm-hmm. So listen, I'm believing God for a massive deliverance throughout the land. Everybody get a deliverance. Everybody get something cast out of them in Jesus' name. That's what I'm believing.
Amen.
I'm believing that God's going to deliver us from procrastination, fear of commitment. I believe God is going to deliver us from panic and paranoia and fear. I'm believing God to deliver us into our destiny. I'm believing him to deliver us from worrying about what people think, man pleasing, seeking approval on social media. I'm asking God to do a wise sweep, just like he did the Israelites. He parted the Red Sea. I'm asking God to part the Red Sea from religion, tradition, a condemnation, condemning people, making people feel ashamed, making people feel guilty. I'm coming up against that in Jesus' name, and I'm believing God to do in 2018, I'm serious, for people to be healed from diseases and sicknesses and delivered from infirmities and delivered from mourning and delivering from pain. And I mean, just going in the depths of our soul, delivering folks from addiction to drugs. Oh my God, I heard that the heroin epidemic is awful in Atlanta. Yes. I had no idea. Like in Baltimore, like the way it was in Baltimore, it's bad now in the suburbs outside of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm praying over our children to be delivered from addiction and all of this seduction that's going on through the internet, the pornography, and all of this lust that's going on through these doggone dating sites. Oh my God, I don't even want to go into that. But
That's next week.
That's what I'm believing for. Gina G, are you in agreement with me on the a massive delusion?
I am in agreement, and when two or more come together, honey, I am in agreement with you.
All right, well, good. Well, and it's so, because when two of us are in agreement, God is in our midst, and I'm believing over the airways, every person that is listening to us right now, you come in agreement too and believe God for your deliverance. You know exactly what you need a breakthrough in. You know exactly what you are struggling with. You know exactly where you want more, God. And so this is your year. I'm believing this is your season. This is your season. This is your season. Keep saying that over yourself. Write down the vision. Make it plain. Gina G, tell everybody. Reach you.
Well, you guys can reach me, of course, on all social media sites. On Instagram, it's Gina G Too Funny. It's the number 2. And on Facebook, it's Gina G Too Funny, T-O-O Funny. You sure can. Reach out, man. Follow me
reach
on IG.
Out.
Follow Dr. Gina Prince. Follow us.
Yeah, go on and follow us. We need you to follow us so you can know what's going on in our everyday life. We got more than just what the talk about Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, but we do have fun on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Facebook Live. You got to check
live
that out every
Tuesday.
Tuesday around 5 o'clock. Yeah, and go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page, thekeysagainsttheenemy.com, the Keys Against the Enemy Facebook page. Just go on and check us out, y'all. Go on and support and follow us. We know you listening. We know it. We got the numbers. Doug be telling me. I already know y'all listening, so go on and check in so we can check you out, all right? All right, we want to stay connected to you all the way around. All right, Gina G, what a fantastic show. I love you so much, sister.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
All right, listen, you guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Oh, my goodness, we are loving you until next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.